Right. So how long after that interview did it did you were you in Hong Kong making Bloodsport? And that you were work he was working on Predator at the time, and then he found a way to get himself fired from Predator. Okay. And then how many months later were you in Hong Kong doing Bloodsport?
Bloodsport was 6 weeks, but let me come back to something important. We should be happy, right? There, we should be very happy. We were scared, brother. We were so scared if find out Jean-Claude was inside of a costume, and then the deal is done. The lawyer wanted more money. I said, just sign. Let's just sign the contract, please. But he got us more, 25, 50, 75. And then, even like that, we were afraid if he find out. So that's why we said it. And also that costume was kind of a not easy costume, very thick. And it was like a 1 million, we find out $1 million costume. They had a lot of work on it. And you know the story now, Predator, Carl Weathers give us the idea. And then we got fired.
But basically, you're very scared that Menachem will find out that he's not really in the Predator. But anyway, let's talk about Bloodsport. How did you help with the choreography of first of all, how many days did Bloodsport shoot for? Do you
Bloodsport
remember?
was shot in 6 weeks in Hong Kong
6 weeks.
with Panavision, Charles Wong.
Was it 6 days a week, Mohammed?
Sorry?
Was it 6 days a week or five?
Six.
Okay. And so, just because I always wonder about things like this, like the end fight between Van Damme and Bolo, how many days was that shot?
The final fight, I did the choreography with Jean-Claude. Most of it was me because I knew so well every movement, the best movement. When you look at somebody, it's not like you look at yourself, okay? So when you have someone like a childhood friend who knows all your best movement, I was behind the monitor. So I was like really always telling him what was his best profile, his best movement, what he needs to do that. The one of the split, I said, do that split. He will come out inside. That fist behind when you go. I gave the idea. All that choreography was me. I just love to put fight scenes together, and also the casting first. You need to do the right casting to have a good fight scene. Because if you don't have the right people, you just take an actor and try to teach him martial arts. It's very tough to do
Can you see
something.
this, Mohammed?
I find this guy. I have the story of this guy also. It was supposed to be
Just
someone else.
talk me through some of this stuff here.
That's the truth of that Arabic guy who got,
But what do you remember from the filming of these sequences?
fight scenes were done most of the time with one camera. Most of the time was Arnold Newt, who is passed away, a very good director and very nice guy. He had like one eye.
Okay,
And
just one camera then.
it's one camera. Dave Worth was the cinematographer, and he was the one who taking care of the camera.
So
And
hang on, would you shoot the whole fight from beginning to end from one angle, then you do the whole fight from beginning to end from another angle? Was it like
most
that?
of the time we try to go for a master, okay? And then we go close in, and then we close in, and then we take some reaction, of course, of the people. So, but you need to have the right angle to make the fight look really real, not to see the miss of the punch of the kick. So we have to be careful with that. And then we go with the shoulder camera, and we go inside. Like here was a shoulder camera. And we go inside, and so we go master, three-quarter shot, headshot, and then also shoulder, camera, shoulder.
And
And
where was this location? Was it a location? Was it a set on a soundstage or?
that was the studio, was empty, and the decoration, they took care of that. So Frank Dukes was a big help with that also. It was with his real story of Frank Dukes. Was it real 100% or not? I can't answer to that, but Frank Dukes is like a big baby. He's like me, and I also know he has great imagination and great ideas. And you know, he was pretty good with Aikido. And because of him, especially because of Frank Dukes, we should be really, all of us, thankful to him first, because the idea, the screenplay, was it real or not? I don't really care. What I care is extremely successful, and we should be thankful to Frank Dukes.
Now, this is like, you know, early Van Damme, stuff like this is extremely agile, and it's fantastic to see. I mean, he did some great work in No Retreat, No Surrender, which was obviously Corey Young as the choreographer. But then Bloodsport probably has the most elaborate choreography of any of his movies next to No Retreat, No Surrender. Are you telling him which moves he should do, what he looks best at?
Absolutely. I mean, I was there on Bloodsport, Kickboxer, Lionheart. That's the only movies I worked with, you know. He did 100 movies after. You know, when you are a teamwork, Scott, when you get separate, of course, the results are not going to be the same. I mean, people came and told me that. They said, it's you know, the movie you worked with Jean-Claude, Bloodsport, Kickboxer, Lionheart, was his best movies, you know.
Yeah. Like this, do you remember how many takes it would have took to have got this kick?
We didn't have much take. We didn't have much time.
No.
We didn't have much time. So I was trying to be, you can see the other fighter is very good too. I choose him. Yeah. So I made sure that we choose good fighters. Sometimes like Jackson, he needed to be a good actor. We had no choice. So I had made it like, you know, he's like a brute, you know, just hits like, someone from the forest, you know.
Talk to me about this, your fight sequence here. What do you remember?
Yeah, here I had to make him look powerful, you know. So I wanted to make sure people to see he can take punches really good, like he did. And then he's very vicious. And since he's not a great martial artist, but he played with Bruce Lee, and he's a very, very good man and very professional. And I was surprised how he could pick up, the choreography, because he's not really a martial arts guy. So we made him, you know, look like a good martial arts guy, and make him break my leg like that. It'll be scary, and we'll get ready for the fight with Jean-Claude. So my goal was to make him look as scary as possible.
Now, that is a horribly gruesome wound. It's so realistic looking, isn't it? It looks brilliant. That's a great makeup job.
Yes. We had a wonderful team. You know, those successes.
Was there an idea going into it specifically, because it was called Bloodsport at the time, right? So was the idea there from the director, well, we need to make it quite violent. We should make it bloody.
Yeah, Bloodsport was the title at the very beginning. So I believe that was Frank Dukes with Sheldon Lettish, you know, because Sheldon Lettish wrote the screenplay, and the story was, you know, the idea was from Frank Dukes. You had few things which I didn't like. It was too much, like example with one punch killing a bull. So I said, that's too much, you know, like for the test. So that's how we came up with the idea of Dimmak, instead of killing a bull with one punch.
Okay. All right. So he was killing a bull, and he changed it to the bricks.
Yeah. I thought that was too much. I said, Jean-Claude, that's too much, brother. That's too much. So let's make it like, you know, the Dim Mac. And I changed that. Again, with Don Gibb, it was Body by Jake. I find Don Gibb, the Chinese, was another Chinese guy, a model guy. Imagine Jean-Claude on the street of Hong Kong, in between of Body by Jack, who's bigger than me, taller than him, and then you have the Chinese who's taller than him. I said, Jean-Claude, it doesn't work. So, and then I find that little guy, the Chinese guy who was working in the second unit camera, he was working on the, because we had scenes where, you know, we had another camera. We had that little guy, the Chinese little guy who was there. We were having lunch. I said, Jean-Claude, look at that guy. That guy, he could be good. Let me talk to him. So I went, spoke to him, and I said, do you do some theater acting? He said, I love that. You know, I want to do that. I'm doing this just to, you know, to pay my bills. I said, okay. And that's how he got the part.
Now, I would just want, I'm interested to know when the film was made, what was this whole thing about? It wasn't edited very well. He didn't want to release the film.
My God. Wow. We were in the editing and Carl Kress, who had like a no score for Tower Infernal. So he was like 60 years old. We were like 20s. I mean, who we were, you know, to come and talk about him not cutting good the fight scenes. But he never cut fight scenes, Carl Kress. Never.
Yeah. So what was he just chose all the wrong angles. Was that what it was, Mohammed? He just chose the wrong angles?
No, he chose the wrong things. I mean, I was behind the monitor. I knew what he was
doing. So are you saying he didn't know how the fights were supposed to be put together? They were in the wrong order and...
I wanted the perfection. I wanted really because I knew what I choose. I worked on the choreography. I know what the movement I asked. So I didn't see that. Jean-Claude liked it, to be honest. He was like, oh, but I said, no, Jean-Claude. No,
but is it true that Menachem Golan was saying, I can't release this film. It's terrible.
Yes, I go to Menachem. I said, Menachem, please, the fight scenes, it's not like that. And he look at us like, you know who it is? Carl Kress. I mean, you know, he had an Oscar in Tower Infernal. I mean, what are you talking about? I said, please, the fight scene, I know, I don't want to disrespect him. He's a nice man. He's a great editor. I'm not talking about the acting, about the whole movie. I'm talking about just the fight scenes. Please. Let us, even if we do white negative, because it was 35 millimeter at that time. So I said, just the negative white and black is cheaper. And I pay for it. I will pay for it. Please give me a chance. Just a smaller fight to do the editing. And that's what we did, Jean-Claude and I. We went back and we worked together and we did it. We did a smaller fight scene. And then they looked at it. Even Carl Kress said, wow. And then that's how we got all the fight scene from the beginning to the end together, Jean-Claude and I.
Okay. And so when the film came out, you'd seen the film, did you expect it to be as successful as what it became?
My God, I saw the movie. I was like, wow. You know, at that time, it was like Michael Dudikoff, Chuck Norris and all that. So you have a group of people who we were new, okay? Then after I find out, you have some jealousy, things like that. And they went and say to Menachem Golan, it's a piece of shit. So I was like, Jean-Claude was like really depressed. And they left it for a long time. They didn't want to release it. They didn't want to do nothing with it. I was sad and Jean-Claude was sad. And then, you know, we were like, Jean-Claude was ready, bro, to go back to Belgium. He was like disgusted. Thank God, because of No Retreat, No Surrender, they call us Imperial Entertainment, Sunil Shah, Ash Shah, Sandeep Shah, the producers. And they wanted to do, you know, Black Eagle with Shokozuki. And that's right. How, thank God we had that, because Jean-Claude, he had enough there. He was, fuck them, fuck Hollywood. I'm going back to Belgium. That's it. Because they said it's a piece of shit. And he looked at me sometime and he said, maybe they're right. Maybe we are wrong. Maybe we are dreaming. I said, no, it's a great movie. It's a great movie. I was like, anyway, we went to Malta and we did the movie Black Eagle with Shokozuki. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we find out he will go to MIFED, where we met the first time with Menachem Golan. He was supposed to go there for movies he'd done with Chuck Norris, you know, Missing in Action, things like that. So I plead Menachem Golan, please, Bloodsport, let us just, he say, and then I convinced him. He took also Bloodsport, and then we went, you know, we paid everything, our plane, our little place to stay in Milano. Anyway, we go there and then we start to fight to get somebody. And then we find Kim and Cam from Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. It's a woman and a man who come to, you know, get movies for Malaysia. And then they sit down and they see the movie. When they see the movie, they like it. I said, oh, I said to Jean-Claude, you see? I said, what are you talking about? He said, this is just Malaysia. I said, but they like it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, they said, you know, if you want to, because I said we would like to come to help promotion. They said, yeah, but you have, we don't have to, we can't pay you. I said, no problem, we pay, we come. And then that's how we did. We went to Malaysia, they put out the movie, we did some sparring, Jean-Claude and I, in front of the theater, sign autographs, things like that. People were very sweet, very nice. Theater was full. And then the movie was huge in Malaysia. So huge, it wake up Menachem. Menachem wake up there. And that's how he distributed in East Coast and then West Coast and then all over the world. And they called it, the reporter, they called it Slipper. It was the Slipper, I believe.
The Slipper hit.
You know? So, so what a huge hit. And that's how, you know, I insisted, Scott, so much to do the follow-up, to do Bloodsport 2. I said, Jean-Claude, you know, look at Stallone. He did Rocky, he did the second, the third. Let's stay with Bloodsport right now. He didn't want to. He wanted to be like Schwarzenegger, Stallone, especially like Schwarzenegger doing like a Cyborg. I didn't want to do Cyborg, to be honest with
you. Cyborg wasn't the best film, was it? It wasn't very good.
I really don't want to do it. And Albert Pune didn't give me any chance to work on the screenplay, on anything. Thank God after we really worked, because was the again, it was horrible, Scott, the first division of the movie. So we fight again just to put some fight scene, at least something, because it was horrible, the first screening. Anyway, start to fight with Jean-Claude again, and then he wanted to keep going doing those kind of movies. And then, thank God, Mark Dissal came with Kickboxer. Thank God to him. And then, but the only thing is, the first Kickboxer, I didn't like it, the screenplay. I said, Jean-Claude, it's not right. What was the story? It was, first of all, it was Tom Poe. First of all, Tom Poe. I said, Jean-Claude, like, sounds like Tom and Jerry. I don't like it. You know?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, come on. Let's. And then I start myself, say, okay, hair, eyebrows, nose, lips, tongue. Tongue Poe. Ah, the Tom Poe. And that's how I find Tom Poe. But anyway, the story was Tom Poe, and that he signed Harold Diamond. Was not me. I wanted just to work on the screenplay and help Jean-Claude the best I could, like I did with Bloodsport. Anyway, I say, you know, the story was Tom Poe come for an exhibition fight. Listen to that. Doesn't make any sense. Exhibition fight against Kurt. And then he get disqualified. It's an exhibition fight. Get disqualified, make it real then, you know, make it a fucking real fight. Why an exhibition? You know, doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, and then he get disqualified and Tom Poe want to revenge. He goes to the home, he find the home of Kurt, open the door, see a shadow, hit. He kills his mother. I said, and then Jean-Claude gets upset, went to Thailand to revenge his mother. I said, Jean-Claude, I don't like it. I don't like it, brother. First of all, people are not stupid. Let's not say you're an American when you have a Belgium accent. So let's explain that. Yeah. Let's explain that. Like, you have a brother, okay, who's a very good fighter, and that's how the fight, then the father lost his wife, get married with a woman from Belgium, because he has a job there, he goes for a job, find a woman, Belgium, then he has a kid, Jean, you know, Kurt. Anyway, we worked again the story like the way you saw it. Sheldon helped a little bit, Bruce Glenn, and then we had the kickboxer you saw. So basically that's the story.
Just talk me through, this is your opening scene here. Now, Tong Po, like, he's one of those movie villains that for whatever reason is iconic. And, you know, I don't know what the reason was to put the makeup on, probably to make it look Thai, and how you ended up playing the part, I don't know. But he really was a scary guy. And this introduction is fantastic. Can you tell me how were you actually kicking that, and how were they getting the powder to come down?
First of all, I asked to the people who do the pillar, I said, please, make it wrong. Okay. Yeah. I didn't want the corner. Okay. So what happened is.
That's what I think when I see it. I think, bloody hell, that looks like it might hurt.
Let me tell you what happened. And then, you know, it's the plaque de Gyproc. It's plaster. So anybody can hit that. Okay. It's just plaster. You know, like you when you do fake walls, you know, those fake walls, you put a punch, you put a dent on it, easy.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, but the corner hurts. So I said to the people, you know, the people said to me, actually, you know, because I come on the scene and I see a square, pillar square. I said, please, what happened? Oh, I'm sorry, Mohammed. We didn't have time. And make it square. It's much easier. I say, yeah, but I'm. I said, okay. And then I start to give those low kick, and I try to be careful to put my tibia on the flat, but with my feet, time to time I touch the corner. It really hurts, you know. Yeah. And I'm not someone, you know. I was someone who's boxing. I never really made my tibia and legs strong, you know, hitting things. I'm not used to that. So, you know, I really got in pain, but I couldn't show it because the camera is turning. And then they had ice. My feet got you know, big, you know, enflé. And I had ice in between takes. And that's how we did that scene. Another scene with Eric, with Dennis Alexio, the one who played the brother, he almost killed me. I mean, I was sweating. I was in the ring, if you remember that scene. And he gave me
the fight,
that,
yeah.
He gave me that kick in the chest. And then with the how you say that?
Because he was a professional kickboxer, wasn't he?
No. He was a real good fighter, Dennis.
Yeah.
And great guy. Very, very good guy. At first, like cocky, you know, but after when you start to know him. That's why someone never has to judge quickly somebody. You need time. He's a very good guy. And then he gave me that kick in my chest, and then it was slippery, right? Because I was full of sweat.
Is it this one?
Here, that kick in the chest. And then one of the tick, he got me in my apple in the throat because it was slippery. Mm. It slipped and he hit my throat. And it was really painful. But I put the fight scenes together with, honestly, a lot of stress, you know, and also with Jean-Claude was not easy because you have to know him. I mean, he's someone not easy to work with, to be honest, but very, very talented. He had everything to be huge.
What do you remember about this, Mohammed? How many days did he shoot this end fight?
3 days.
3 days. It's a nice looking set, isn't it? Do you know what the budget was for Kickboxer?
It was like $600,000.
And how many days did you have to shoot it? 6 weeks again, like Bloodsport or more?
4 weeks on studio in Hong Kong and then 2 weeks on location in Thailand.
Oh, so this is in Hong Kong then, this studio?
4 weeks in Hong Kong studio. Like what you see here, it's in Hong Kong in studio. And yeah. Then 2 weeks on location in Thailand.
Was it, were you both like, you know, just trying to be in the best shape possible? Because obviously you're fighting in a loincloth. I mean, did you have any concerns about fighting in a loincloth?
Scott, I didn't even get time to be in shape. I was taking care of Jean-Claude. I didn't know really? I was going to do the part. I didn't know. Yeah. Harold Diamond was signed. They gave him a down payment. He was supposed to do the part. Remember Harold Diamond? He's the one who played in the beginning of the Rambo 3 with his long hair, with the Stallone. Remember?
Any anecdotes of this fight that are interesting? Of the film,
yeah, I mean, like here, I was fighting at one moment. Everybody, all those people watching, they were laughing. They were not supposed to laugh. You know, I said, what the fuck is going on? How come they're laughing? It's just because my ponytail fell down.
Came off. Oh, but that must have been difficult in the fighting then. So it had to be stuck on all the time. With the sweat, it'll just come off, right?
Yeah, and then Jean-Claude, I wanted, when I finished the day, I just want to take off the makeup, you know. And Jean-Claude said, no, leave it. And then why he want me to leave it is because we go with the car for the hotel, and then once you have those lights, you know, and we stop, he wants me to scare people on the side, you know, next to us. So I needed to go and just take a look at them like that, you know. And then at one point, one like run out the red light, he left. So I said to Jean-Claude, don't even fucking ask me that anymore. That's it, you know, because we'll kill somebody.
Was the floor padded?
Sorry?
Or was it hard? Was the floor padded or was it hard?
No, it was not hard.
Who came up with the idea to put glass on the fists?
That was Marc Dissal who came up with that, because he knew long time ago they were fighting that way. So I thought that was a great idea. And Marc Dissal is someone who has good ideas, you know, he has good ideas, but sometimes doesn't choose the right people, because he's the one who chose Body by Jake. I didn't like it. Chose the model Chinese guy. I didn't like it. Choose, you know, but he has some good ideas like this. That was a great idea. And
these ropes.
They want us to put a short, you know, like kickboxing short there. I didn't want that. I said to Jean-Claude, why we don't put something like Tarzan? Because Jean-Claude and I, when we were little...
So it was your idea. To have your buttock showing.
I said to Jean-Claude, because Jean-Claude and I, we love Tarzan. We were looking at Johnny Westmuller in the 60s, the end of 60s. And I said, why we don't put something like Tarzan? You know, because I already had a short, you know, in the ring with Eric here, with those chains.
Yeah, it's a cool look.
A wonderful job.
Memorable.
That was the job of the team, you know, with Marc Dissal. Wonderful. So I said it would look better with something, you know, the clothing, the short of Thailand, of Tarzan, you know.
Can I ask you something? You know, the editing of the hits here, where it's three angles and they jump cut together, bam, bam, and the back, and then just you see the elbow three times. Who came up with that idea? Because that became a staple of 90s martial arts films.
We were editing together, and that was an accident. And we loved that accident, and we left it.
Right, yeah. Because everybody started copying that, you notice, in the other 90s martial arts films.
But we just didn't, that accident happened more time, but we didn't want to abuse. When you go too much, it's not good. You see what I'm saying? It's better to stay real and just time to time put something, you know, like you know, something really spectacular. It will look more amazing, because if it's too much effect from beginning to the end, it's too much. It's too heavy. It's like chocolate. When you take too much chocolate, it's not the first chocolate is always the best. Like the beer, the first beer is the best.
Now let me ask you about this kick here, because it looks like it really connects. Did it or did it not?
No, he touched me sometimes. He did touch me, Jean-Claude.
That looks very real.
Yeah, but sometimes he did touch me. He did touch me sometimes, trust me.
So was that
because
a touch?
He got tired, you know, and he had more difficulty than me. Because me, it's pretty easy, punches, you know, knees. But when you put your kick high, you know that, Scott, it gets you much more cardio, you know?
Well, that looks like a shin to the face to me. Bang.
Touch me there. Very good. You saw he really hurt me behind the ear. He hurt me.
But Looks great, though.
I needed to finish my scene. I didn't stop. Even when I get hurt, I never stop until they say cut.
Now, this bit, this was a great touch. The holding up of the leg and keeping it up there and then kicking the other guy. That is a great idea. This is brilliant. Who came up with that?
That was my idea. I said, Jean-Claude, this guy is a motherfucker. We need to punish him. So when you kick me and you stay, and that was my idea. Absolutely.
That was brilliant. I mean, come on. That is cinematic history right there. And your reaction to that kick is brilliant. Did he hit you again?
No, I didn't get touched there. If you see carefully, No.
Brilliant reaction.
I mean, don't forget, for so many years, Scott, we sparred together. That helped, yeah. You know?
Yeah, for sure. You know each other's timing.
I mean, first I came up with the fight scene, then my brother put something in, Jean-Claude put something in, and that's how we put the fight scene together. You know, I wanted like to have different looking guys, so I had the time to find all those guys and the people who really are good physically, but they don't not good fighters. I tried to make the fight shorter. The director, you know, give me a screenplay. I didn't like it. What I like less, it was the star. I mean, a very nice guy, Sasha Mitchell, but I don't think he was right for the part.
Okay, so if you liked that video, then please like the video. And if you want to see more videos of the same sort of thing, then subscribe. And you know the drill, push the notification bell. And if you don't, then I don't know, maybe I'll have to find you and smash the lights out, as the great Boyka once said.